Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. President Obama's Africa trip continues in Ethiopia. This is the first ever visit to Ethiopia by a serving American leader. Mr. Obama flew to Addis Ababa Sunday for 2 days of talks, beginning Monday, with African leaders on terrorism, human rights, and the civil war in South Sudan. On Sunday, he ended a landmark visit to Kenya, the birthplace of his father, with a speech to thousands of students at a stadium outside the capital, Nairobi. VOA's Gabe Joslow reports.
Mr. Obama praised Kenyan progress in the 50 years since independence, but called on the people to address the serious challenges still facing the country.
I want to be very clear here. A politics that's based solely on tribe and ethnicity is a politics that's doomed to tear a country apart. It is a failure. Terrorists who try to sow chaos, they must be met with force, and they must also be met, though, with a forceful commitment to uphold the rule of law and respect for human rights.
As Mr. Obama left the stadium, some young leaders who attended the speech said they were moved by the president's words, particularly his encouragement for young people and women. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Nairobi.
At least 9 people were killed and 20 wounded in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, Sunday, when a car bomb exploded outside the Jazeera Hotel that hosts several foreign embassies. It was considered among the most secure hotels in the Somali capital. The militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the blast. An explosion set off by a female suicide bomber killed at least 14 people at a market in the northeastern Nigerian town of Damaturo, the capital of Yobe State. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack. This is VOA News. Intense fighting erupted Sunday in Yemen for control of that country's largest airbase, with a Houthi leader rejecting a call from the Saudi-led Arab coalition fighting the insurgents for a 5-day humanitarian truce. Houthi chief Abdul Malik al-Houthi said a ceasefire would only benefit the Islamic State and al-Qaeda militants. Houthi forces held up 16 trucks filled with humanitarian aid from the World Food Program intended for displaced people in the major city of Taiz. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad delivered a defiant speech on state TV Sunday, insisting the government would ultimately prevail in his country's civil war. Edward Uranian has details.
The crowd applauded as President Bashar al-Assad described the conflict in Syria as an existential battle against terrorists and outside armies supported by powerful regional and international states. He insisted Syria has not and will not give in to outside pressure.
فالدول المتمسكة بحقوقها لابد وأن تنتصر.
He said countries that stand up for their rights ultimately go on to win their battles. The speech, carried live on Syrian state TV, was repeatedly scrambled by hackers, making parts of it barely intelligible. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Turkey called for a special meeting of the NATO alliance to discuss its military operations against the Islamic State group and PKK Kurdish separatists. The NATO meeting is scheduled for Tuesday in Brussels. Turkey's been carrying out air and artillery strikes on Islamic State militants in Syria and PKK Kurdish rebel bases in Iraq in recent days. Turkey launched the offenses in response to a series of deadly attacks in its territory this month, attacks it blames on both the Islamic State group and the PKK, who themselves are bitter rivals. Israeli police clashed Sunday with Palestinian protesters at Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque. As Jews visited the site they revere as a Temple Mount on an annual day of mourning. Palestinians threw stones and fireworks at Israeli authorities as police fired stun grenades to quell the protest in Jerusalem's Old City. There were an undisclosed number of arrests and injuries in the clashes. At least 100 Afghan police and border officers have defected to the Taliban. It is the largest mass surrender since the United States and NATO forces entered a combat mission at the end of last year. And Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame added 4 new members, pitchers Randy Johnson, Pedro Martinez, and John Smoltz, along with catcher-turned-second baseman Craig Biggio, were inducted in Cooperstown, New York, on Sunday. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.